is life without a care. And we're getting there.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and on the line with us today, because she's very busy running around meeting people and making things happen, is Elise Corey, the owner of Travelwise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. So you have been very busy behind the scenes making sure that our big KSRO cruise, which is coming up basically a year from now, it'll be in October of 2018, making sure that there's lots of great things for our KSRO listeners to enjoy, and really some very cool extra value, added value to our wonderful cruise. So let's talk about it. When is it happening? When is the cruise?
The cruise is October 9th, 2018. So just about, you know, it'll be here before you know it, about a year from now.
Okay.
And I have been making a lot of progress. I'm trying to finalize with our group department. You may say, oh, it's a year away. It's, you know, almost a year from now. But you'd be surprised how you have to make plans in advance, because I want everything to go perfectly for our group.
You are really on top of the details. I love it.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be perfect. I'm one of those people, unfortunately, who are perfectionists.
Right.
And, you know, there's a few times when it's not, you know, every T has to be crossed. Every I has to be dotted. But I want this to be an experience beyond your expectations. And so I've been working with our group department, finalizing what time our cocktail party is going to be, mm-hmm. where it's going to be, which restaurant we're going to have our wine and food pairing, and what else we can add.
And that's this special. We are traveling on an amazing cruise line. Tell me a little bit about Oceana.
Well, Oceana is one of your small ship luxury cruise lines. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of ships that the ship is the destination, and you don't care about the ports of call. But with Oceana, I sort of feel like the ship is also the destination, including the ports of call, because it's such an amazing, beautiful ship. The things about it is, it's just think of going out to dine at a great restaurant. So you have the ambiance, you have the service, you just feel sort of special or tingly that you're actually going to this this restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like the ship. I recently had a client of mine come back from a cruise on this ship, and she said, "Oh my God, the cruise ship was amazing." And this is someone who's well-traveled,
mm-hmm.
who's been on a lot of different cruise lines. I mean, I want to say 10 or 15 cruise lines. And she said this one was better than she expected.
Wow,
travel with them again.
Yeah. So, and that's what I've heard. Each time we have a representative coming from Oceana to talk with us, they just say, you know, we have people who come back again and again, not necessarily to visit the same places, but to travel with Oceana because of the experience that they have.
Yeah. And, you know, almost everything is included, you know, with the cruise. What's not included, which you can get as part of an inclusion, is a beverage package.
Mm.
You know, so if you really like to have cocktails, and there's a premium beverage package you can upgrade to, or in lieu of shipboard credit, which is $400 per cabin, you mm-hmm. can opt to get a beverage package.
Nice.
And then you can upgrade it to a premium beverage package. It depends on, you know, how fussy you are about your alcohol, how much you like to have cocktails. And you have to realize we're in port 7 days, you know, every day. It's not like we have a day at sea where you can sort of just, you know, drink a little extra. You're in port, so you will be off the ship. You will be visiting. So meaning everything, fine dining, you don't pay extra for the specialty restaurants. You do get your coffee, whether it's a mocha or a latte or a cappuccino is complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
You get sodas, bottled waters. So, you know, all that is included, which on many ships you pay extra for.
Right, right. And that's a very important thing to think about when you think about the price. However, our price is incredible for our cruise. Now, this is a 7-day voyage. It is from Lisbon to Barcelona, starting October 9th of 2018. And Elise, you were able to secure some amazing fares for this, and that includes the airfare.
Yes. So we have presently sold out of our entry-level fare, mm-hmm. which was $24.99, and the next fare is $34.99 for our group. However, beginning October 1st, Oceana is going to have a price increase.
Oh.
But not for our group.
Nice.
And right now, that's the benefit of what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, Oceana is sold out through almost all the inside cabins are sold out, the ocean views, and almost every balcony category is sold out.
Wow.
And, you know, what their price right now on a balcony cabin for the same category is already $200 more per person.
Mm.
Plus, it's going up.
Right, right.
So you also have concierge categories, which are now waitlisted.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So, I mean, the thing is, what you can do to make it easier, if it sounds like, oh, I just can't come up with all that money, first of all, you don't need to come up with the whole thing at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You come up with the deposit, which is $750,
mm-hmm.
and then we do like a layaway plan. We do payments. You tell
sure.
me every month on the 10th of the month, charge $100, and we charge $100. But just take a look at the new price increases. If you want, go on the website and take a look and compare our prices. But what you don't see on the website is the extra value.
Exactly.
That we're getting included at no additional charge.
And this includes things like the ability to have Chef John Ash teach you a hands-on cooking course. This is amazing. None of the other guests who are on this cruise with us are going to be able to enjoy this.
No, and that's the blessing. We just, you know, I just set up, I looked at the ports of call and the times we're in port. And I'm trying to get when we're back on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to have our days at, you know, in port, you know, shortened
sure.
or anything like that. I'm trying to have these demos when you've seen the city, you've run around a little bit, you come back, now we're doing the hands-on.
Right.
Or before you go into port. So
exactly.
before you get off the ship. This way, when you're in port, you have the whole day, the whole night to do what you want to do.
Maybe, Elise, it's midnight snacks with Chef John Ash.
Oh, if you, anyone can stay awake after running around from all day long from set, you know, I wish you luck.
That would be pretty funny. But you're...
Well, I'm sure, you know, you might run into him somewhere. He might be telling you something. So we're actually, Chef Ash is making up, he's in the process of deciding what the menu will be for our wine and food pairing.
Ooh, nice. Oh, my gosh.
And also for the hands-on, he's able to pick a dish.
Mm.
And that's what we're going to learn how to make. And just so you know, in the past, there have been chefs or who have done paellas and poached eggs and desserts
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of fish dishes. And we're lucky because we will have an afternoon cooking class, and part of us will have a morning brunch cooking class.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's
going to
be two, and they're each, so we're going to have the group, part of the group do one hand and one do the other. So it's going to be very exciting.
Oh, that's so great. And then you also sort of revealed to me before we went on air that Chef John Ash has decided which restaurant he wants to use for the wine and food pairing.
Yes. We had a choice of either the French restaurant, the Asian cuisine, the steakhouse,
mm-hmm.
The Italian restaurant, and we looked at the menus, and Chef S has told me to pick what I thought would be best. And then we've made a decision. Our first choice is going to be the Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And the second choice will be the Asian.
Okay.
Of course, we have to get, you know, permission, and but we were working on that, and that's what I do best.
And this is also something then that other people who are not signed up with KSRO for this cruise and purchased through you, Elise, that they're not going to get to have this wine and food pairing experience.
Oh, no. This is only for KSRO listeners. See, that's the benefit of booking with KSRO, mm-hmm. and on these trips that we put together, we add so many more inclusions. If you were to book this cruise on your own, you would not get the cocktail party. You would not get the wine and food pairing. You would not get the hands-on cooking demos.
Right.
But we're adding an extra surprise.
Ooh.
Casual wine hour.
Oh, that's fun.
Which we have. So that's been added just to make sure that we don't leave any wine over,
unfortunately. And we
may be doing that the last night, just so everybody can say goodbye to everybody,
exchange
phone numbers, emails, make sure we're getting together. But there's no food, but it'll be having cocktails.
I like that.
Before dinner.
Yes, and enjoying some fantastic wine. Our wine host on board is Fogline Vineyards. They are just so like high-end quality Pinots and fantastic Chardonnay. I mean, really, really good wine.
I know. It's going to be hard, you know, to be in port and eat and drink and taste wine. And, I mean, I don't know how we're going to have time to do it all, but I imagine we're going to find it.
We'll find a way.
Yes.
I'm talking with Elise Corey. She is busy running around this afternoon, so is calling in from out and about here in wine country to tell us about our wonderful KSRO cruise, which is in October of 2018. We're just about a year away from this wonderful cruise. It is 7 days, Lisbon to Barcelona, with Chef John Ash on board with us. We're going to have some culinary adventures. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the ports of call and where we'll actually be stopping in just a moment. If you're interested in joining us and you want to reserve that spot, right now the cabins that are available are at $34.99. This does include your airfare, which is great. So think about that value, plus all of these other things that Elise and I have been talking about. Please send an email to ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. Even if you're just curious, if you haven't made that decision, but you're thinking, wow, this just sounds exactly like the things that I love to do. I love to travel. I love to eat. I think Chef John Ash is the bomb. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. You can ask Elise for more details. So ksro@travelwise.net, and wise is with a Z. We're going to take a quick break and be back. This is KSRO.
That's just life without a care, and we're getting there.
Traffic on the fives and weather 6 times an hour, mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Hi, my name is Chris. I am an actual client of Charlie Cochran. When I met with Charlie for the first time, I was very nervous because I didn't know if we had a case. He really put together a great case. After the case was settled, Charlie got us a financial planner, a trust attorney, and he recommended a CPA. I highly recommend you call Charlie Cochran if you have been injured through no fault of your own.
For more information, go to kcehlaw.com or call 707-544-9006.
Hey there, Sonoma County. This is George Adair, host of The Lone Show on KSRO. I'm inviting KSRO listeners to join me on Wednesday at 12 for a lighthearted but informative look at mortgage and real estate matters that affect you. I want your calls and questions, so join me for The Lone Show on KSRO.
The Lone Show with George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. Wednesdays at noon on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just life without a care, and we're getting there.
And And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and on the line with me is Elise Corey from TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And we're talking about our wonderful KSRO cruise. If you want more details, if you want to reserve your spot, send an email to ksro@travelwise.net. And that's Wise with the Z, ksro@travelwise.net. Now, Elise, where we're going on our wonderful KSRO cruise with Chef John Ash, it's a culinary cruise, so we're really going to have a chance to eat some wonderful food, find out where those foods come from, the origin of these great things, and then visit these historic places all along the Mediterranean. It's Lisbon to Barcelona, October 9th to October 16th of 2018. Tell me about some of these ports of call and what we get to do.
Well, one of the things that you're able to do is Oceania has now posted some of their ports and excursions that you can do. So there's so many opportunities here. It's like, which do I do first? Hard part. I was looking at Seville or Cadiz, which is our second, you know, our first full stop. We start in Lisbon and we end up in Seville. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that I'm seeing are a forest cycling adventure.
Wow.
It's 5.5 hours, and so you're bike riding. And you get to see the Strait of Gibraltar to the coast of Morocco. And then there's also, if you like horses, there's an equestrian art and wine tasting.
I was looking at that one, too. That one looks amazing.
Oh, my. Well, one that I really appeals to me personally, besides the bike riding, there's a panoramic Cadiz and Arabian Haman bath spa experience.
Wow!
So you're going to, you know, you go through the sights of Cadiz, and then you're traveling along the coast, and you end up at the baths, which include massage areas, steam rooms, 7 pools with different water temperatures.
Mm.
And then some of them have candles, there's Arabian music, there's incense. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm already seeing it and feeling it.
Oh, for sure.
I'm looking at this. And then for those of you who are really foodies, there's definitely walking tours with Spanish tapas. And I'm sure Chef Ash and I will work out something.
Right.
To go to the markets or something. We haven't discussed that much, that far. But there's also sherry. Besides your wine, you can do sherry tasting.
Oh, yeah. That would be so much fun in the area where it's from. I mean, that's just so amazing. And there's also, apparently, in Cadiz, there is a chef tour of the Cadiz market, and then you get to have tapas for lunch with the chef. How fun is that?
That sounds fabulous. It's like, how am I going to do all of these? That's the hardest part, is your decision on what do I do,
right?
Other than when you're on the ship.
I mean,
there's too much. There's also a quad adventure where you go to the golf and country club and you're driving through fields and woods, and, you know, on a quad, and it's just, oh my God.
Wow.
I mean, there's so much, and of course, what would Spain be without a flamenco show?
Yes.
And that's there, too. So I'm sitting here looking at all these shore excursions and going, I better start thinking about this.
There's so many different choices, and that's just Cadiz. So,
that's only one stop. We have 7 ports of call. I mean, we're Lisbon to Barcelona.
Yeah.
So you can start taking a look at what there is to do, and actually sometimes you can start signing up for them ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so besides everything that we're going to do, which is going to be 2 hands-on cooking demos on board, not demos, participation aboard the ship, we're going to have a welcome cocktail party, a wine and food pairing, and then a casual wine hour. It's just incredible. So, I mean, how are you going to have all this time, you know, to do everything?
Right. And that may be the hardest thing. I mean, it should be fairly easy to decide, yeah, I want to go on this because I really want to go on this.
I mean, this is to a beautiful part of the world, and it's also a great time to travel. It's not hot, hot, hot,
yeah,
where you're just exhausted because the heat's too much. This is a great time. The weather will be at a comfortable temperature. You'll be able to go around and see beautiful country.
Mm-hmm. And I also really like that Oceana, since they've been doing this for so long, they know what they're doing. They even have options in Cadiz and Seville that if you want to just have a day on your own, they will take you out and know that you're the kind of person that doesn't like structured stuff. And you can just go for, you know, 4 or 5 hours, do your own thing, meet back up at the place, and they'll take you back to the ship. That's it.
Yeah, so a lot of people like to do their own thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people have, or maybe they have a relative or a friend,
sure,
who, you know, who's in the area, or a friend said, oh, you have to go see so-and-so, you know. So people have their own agenda, or maybe they want to trace their family ancestry.
Right.
You know, there's all kinds of things, but you will not be bored. You will not go hungry, and you will not go thirsty.
Right.
So just realize that. And we have the best prices out there. And you're not going on just any old ship that has this great price, because it's not just about price. It's about the value that you get.
Mm-hmm.
You could see a great price, but maybe you could have gone on a better ship, which is like Oceana's Marina. You go on a fabulous ship at a price that maybe lower category cruise lines would be offering, but you're not going to get all the inclusions. You're
right.
Really not.
Right. So. And all the things that there's no way that you would get, like the experiences with Chef John Ash, the fact that we've got Fogline Vineyards providing wines on board, and everyone gets a bottle of wine, right, in their cabin?
Yes, they will. And actually, we haven't decided when, but we're in the process of arranging another mixer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you missed our last ones, it's a great opportunity to taste the wine, to meet Chef Ash, to learn a little bit more about the cruise, see some photos. Yes, you can look online, but, you know, we can go through what makes Oceana different. Well, makes them outstanding, should I say, not different.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see the differences there, and you'll get an idea and a feel for what you'd be getting.
Right.
And what the experience is about. Because it is, what you remember is not what you paid for your trip. You remember the long-lasting experiences that you encountered.
Oh,
and
for sure.
That's what you remember. A lot of times I can't remember. I don't remember what I paid for something. I know I had a fabulous time, and I met a certain person, and this connection happened. It's just all about the memories that last you a lifetime.
Yes. Yeah. And that's something that you really look forward to as you're anticipating a trip, thinking about all the wonderful things. Like just now, as we were paging through all the different experiences that you could have in Cadiz, just in one port during this 7-day cruise with KSRO. And you could even add some days at the beginning and the end, if you'd like. And I know that you're working on that as well, Elise, to make sure that we have some wonderful things if people want to arrive a little bit early in Lisbon or stay a little bit longer in Barcelona.
Right. We have, you know, the cruise line has some packages, and I have some pre and post that the cruise line has put together, but we can always, if you have two or three friends who want to do your own thing, we can always set that up as well. And I always suggest that you try and go in a day earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You can get over the jet lag, and this way you can get your feet on the ground, get acclimated, and then you go on your cruise. You know, sometimes when you go right to the cruise, you miss sort of the beginning because you're still half asleep and you're out of sorts a little. So plan on actually going in a little bit ahead of time maybe and coming in a day earlier. And, you know, it's a long way to go considering, so you might as well make the most out of it.
Now, with these shore excursions, is that something that someone then, if they're purchasing through KSRO and they're part of our cruise, are they talking to you about which ones they want? How do they choose those?
Yeah, sure. They can look at their, you know, and get their own ideas, because they break down the shore excursions by activity level.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, you know, food and wine tour, or if you want an evening tour, or you want something that only includes meals or wellness. So they're broken down and you can sort it out. Or if you're really one of those people, like the bike ride, you know, is going to be a little bit more strenuous. So if you're one of those who likes to push the limits, then that might be one. And you can choose that. But if you see something that you're saying, well, I don't know, you know, if you have a group of friends, sometimes we can negotiate a shore excursion that'll be at a better value and exactly what you want. So just
nice.
Don't say, well, I don't like that, I'm going to do my own thing. because talk to us. We know we've been in the business. We know where to find things. We don't just search on online like a lot of people do.
Right.
We know who to call and what to ask for to get you the best options.
Right. And Elise has that experience and a great team working for her. So if Elise doesn't know the answer, someone on her team can figure it out.
Absolutely. I mean, I know, and it's, and I don't go by, you know, what TripAdvisor comments are and things like that. That's
right.
Not the way I do it.
Mm-hmm.
I go from people who have had hands-on experience, because a lot of the things sometimes you find on TripAdvisor are paid advertisements for the property. So you have to be really careful.
Right.
On that as
yeah.
Well. Better to speak directly to someone who's been there or knows someone who sent a client there. We've been in the business for a long time. A lot of the agents have a lot of years' experience and they know what they're doing. And what's better than having someone who's been there, done that?
Right. Exactly. So reach out to Elise. Send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. Or Elise, what's the best phone number?
935-WISE or 935-9493.
Okay.
935-9493.
All right. Well, we'll talk again next week. Thank you so much.
Look forward to it.
All right. This
Thanks.
Is Travel Wise on KSRO. That's just love.